Support for Panther football on BlankoRadio.com comes from Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at SpringBranchWaterWellService.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by Axe, available construction and transportation service in Blanco, providing residential and commercial construction services for the residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. More information is available by phone at 830-833-2081.
Sam Eisenberg back here with you on BlankoRadio.com. The start of the second quarter upon us. Kalen Webster, the lone score for the Panthers, as they lead it 7-0 here to start the second. First and 10 from the Rohawk 42. Webster gets another carry here, wrapped up by Odin after a gain of just 1 yard this time. Up to the 42. One line judge at the 42, the other at the 41. We'll see where they put it here, and they'll put it at the 41-yard line, so a pickup of actually 2 yards for Kalen Webster, and it'll be second down and 8. Kalen, a nice first quarter as he carried the ball 6 times for the Panther offense for 42 yards. Second down and 8. Football on the near side hash for the Panthers. Cox under center, turns, gives to Webster. Off the left side guard, here's a penalty flag that goes flying. Kalen brought down at the 35-yard line. Somebody up here in the press box saying hold against the Panthers. We'll see if the officials on the field agree. And it's a chop block against the Panthers. That's worse if you're a Blanco fan. And that will back the Panthers up into their own territory once again. So the chop block, a 15-yard penalty, and now the Panthers behind the chains once again. The turnover occurred when they were behind the chains in their second drive. So we'll see if they can find a way to pick up the yardage needed here. They're back at their own 45-yard to gain as the Rohawk 33. So a long way to go. Second and 22 for the Panther offense. Cox brings the offense to the line. He's under center. Wing T look for the Panthers. He's rolling to his left, looking to throw. On the run, slings one, intercepted. The Rohawks jump in front of it. Number 7, Kyle Kayeka makes the interception, and he's brought down in his own territory. But Panthers have been behind the chains twice now, and both times the Panthers turn it over. Kayeka was brought down at the Rohawk 48-yard line. Once again, it looked like the Panthers were starting to roll a little bit, getting the chains moving, and then a penalty sets them back, and they turn it over. 10:48 to go in the second, still 7-0 Panthers lead, but the defense will have to hold once again. Ball on the far side hash. Slot T look for the Rohawks. Under center, here's a give. Marquette Kennedy charges forward, gets into Panther territory, up to the 48-yard line. Pick up a 4 yards for the big fullback for the Rohawks. Second down and 6. Kennedy just charges straight ahead when he gets that give. And he had a nice carry on that play. Second down and 6 for the Rohawks. Panther defense in bend don't break mode now. Bacon in a shotgun set. 2 receivers to the near side. Kennedy and a tight end on the far side. Taylor Thomas, the running back beside him. Here's a give to Thomas. He'll sweep to the far side. Spins off a would-be tackler. Picks up the first down. Down inside the 42 to the 41-yard line. And Randolph picks up a first down. Nice play there. First time we've seen him run it out of the shotgun. Thomas was on the left side of the quarterback, Bacon. Handed it off, sweeping from left to right to the far side edge, and Thomas shot through the hole there. Picked up 6 yards on the first down. First and 10 for the Rohawks now from the Panther 42. Bacon in the gun once again here. This time the 2-receiver split to the far side. And Kennedy and the tight end on the near side. Same play, other side. Thomas charges forward into Wes Eskew. Eskew will wrap him up at the 38. That's a pickup of four, so the Rohawks go same play, just switch sides here. And Thomas got hit pretty hard on that play by Wes Eskew, but a pickup of 4 yards for the Rohawks. It'll be second down and six. 9 minutes to go in the first half. 7-0 lead for the Panthers. Wes Eskew in on a lot of stops. Coach Rogers said he would be in this ball game. Wes having a big game, as is Jed Hood to start it off. Panther defensive line. Canyon Bronze made a good couple of nice stops in the backfield. Ball in the middle of the field for the Rohawks. Two receivers to the near side. Tight end slot to the far side. Bacon going to look to throw. He's got a man on a wheel route, but he can't see him because of a pass rush by Cameron Martinez. He has to tuck it and run. Sebastian Thomas, Tristan Lopez will wrap him up at the 36. A gain of two, but the Panthers dodge a bullet as a wheel route by Kyle Kayeka sprung open in the second level of the Panther defense there. And Kelby Cox came up from his safety spot and bid on the out route, the flat route by Kayeka, and he turned it upfield, and Bacon just couldn't keep his eyes downfield as the pass rush was starting to come in on him. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Third down and four for the Rohawks. Slot back goes in motion. The Panthers able to get back after Toby Treese jumped, and now they'll shift out of the under center look. They go into the gun. And here's a handoff up the middle for Taylor Thomas. He makes one guy miss, and then Aaron Daniels wraps him up. Help comes in the form of Wes Eskew, and they'll wrap him up at the 34-yard line. It'll be a fourth down and two for the Rohawks upcoming. They started that play in an under-center slot T look and then backed it up into the shotgun. Thomas on the left side, Kennedy on the right side of the quarterback Bacon, and he gave it to Thomas. Thomas kind of did the rest there. There wasn't much room in front of him. But he juked outside, made Aaron Daniels just have to hold on for dear life, and then Wes Eskew came in and cleaned it up. Shotgun set for the Rohawks. They're going for it on fourth and two. Bacon in the gun. Here's a give to Thomas, and he picks up the first down. No, he's met by the Panthers, and it'll be close. Depends on the spot here. What a job by Kalen Webster and Stephen Flores to come in and put a good shot on Taylor Thomas. And we will see, depending on the spot, what the call is. They may measure it, and they will. The officials call for a measurement. The spot looks to be behind the 32-yard line, which is the yard to gain. But we'll see. It was that sweeping handoff from near side to far side given to Taylor Thomas. And the measurement coming out now. What play recognition by the Panther safeties. They came charging in, put a good hit on Thomas, and yes, he's going to be a half yard shy of the first down. And the Panthers take over on downs.
The Panthers 32.
The defense holds once again for the Panthers. So two straight possessions ending in turnovers for Blanco, but now have a chance to make up for it once again, clinging to that 7-0 lead, 7 minutes to go in the first half. But Blanco a chance to add to it now. They've moved it decently in both the drives and then seen them stall for the Panthers. Phelps gets into the second level. Cade Phelps, his best run as a varsity Panther, but a penalty flag flies once again here.
And
flag way back at the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the call is. Haven't found the official yet. Cade got it up all the way to midfield. Would have been a 17-yard carry, but it was aided by a holding against the Panthers. So that backs them up into a first and 20. That's three straight possessions now. The Panthers are going to have to fight from behind the chains. A lot of penalties. Panthers have been a pretty clean team all year, but tonight, not a great first half. 4-5 penalties already against the Panthers here in this first half. They come in averaging four a game. So Coach Rogers will certainly be talking to him at half about that in the locker room. Cox under center, first and 20. Back at the Panther 23-yard line. He's going to roll out, look to throw. Gets it out to Forner off his hands. Incomplete. Tristan couldn't haul that pass in. And it falls incomplete. Second down and 20 upcoming for the Panthers, and they have to find a play here that can at least get half these yards back, set up a third down, and 10 or so for the Panther offense here. They haven't been able to move it through the air tonight, but they need a play that'll get them back some of this yardage. Second down and 20, ball on the far side hash. The Panther 23-yard line, 43 the yard to gain for the first. Wing T look for the Panthers. Zach Rogers, the split end over here on the near side. Flores goes in motion. Kelby Cox going to keep it on a fake handoff here, and he does get back 10, 11 of those yards. Knocked down at the 34. Nice run by Kelby. Good tackle in the back end by Kyle Kayeka. And now a third down and 9 for the Panther offense. Not necessarily where you want to be if you're Blanco, but much better coming from a second and 20 play. Kelby picked up 11 yards. He's had a good night on the ground, has Kelby Cox. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Ball in the center of the field. A receiver to either side of the formation. Cox under center, Webster right behind him. He's going to turn. It's a delayed handoff to Webster. He shakes off a tackle, gets into the second level. Now Kalen running free, being chased down by Kyle Kayeka, the only guy who had a chance to get him, and he did, but all the way down at the 21-yard line. Kalen Webster, a big carry there for the Panthers as he burst into the second level, 35-yard pickup for Webster, and the Panthers have it down at the Rohawk 21-yard line. You've seen the Panthers go to that draw play handoff when they're backed up like that a few times this year, and Kalen has found success. It's a well-designed play. Kelby Cox rolls out to the near side, just kind of slips Kalen Webster the football, and he runs back to the far side. It worked well. Here's a handoff to Stephen Flores. Flores cuts it upfield, charges inside the red zone, now tackled at the 14-yard line, a pickup of 7. Second down and 3 upcoming for the Panthers. Goldsworthy makes the stop for the Rohawks. Good run there by Stephen Flores. Kalen Webster having his best night of the year so far, best half of the year so far, as he's been able to carve up the Rohawks a little bit, and a timeout taken by Randolph, and we will take it with him. 5:15 to go in the first half. Panthers driving, leading 7-0. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on Blanco Radio comes from Asphalt Specialist, specializing in blacktop work, concrete construction, and asphalt paving. More information at 512-748-1395. Owner Alan Gray is proud to support Blanco ISD Athletics and wishes the best to the Panthers this season. And by Claypack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco Athletics. Everyone at Claypack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Will Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane Wayman and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
Sam Eisenberg back with you. Randolph High School decided tonight's non-district matchup between the Blanco Panthers and the Randolph Rohawks. 5:15 to go in the first half. Panthers lead it 7-0 inside the red zone. Second and 3 from the Rohawk 14. Cox under center, turn and give to Cade Phelps. Being chased from the backside, gets around the corner, nearing the goal line. Cade reaches out and going to be brought down at the 1. Cade so close to the touchdown there for the Panthers. They're going to say he's down at the 1. Two good runs this half for Cade Phelps. One of them got brought back because of penalty, but a lot of confidence being built for the sophomore. And the Panthers will have it first and goal from the 1-yard line. Great blocking. The pulling force was out there on that far side. Cade kind of had to duck out of the way of a backside tackler there. He felt him coming from the backside. He was slippery and got by and then drugged down at the 1-yard line. First and goal for the Panthers. 3 running backs in the backfield. Webster going to get the first crack at it and brought down at the 1-yard line. Great penetration from the Rohawks there. Kalen stopped short of the goal line. No gain. Second down and goal. 4:30 to go in the first half.
No gain. Second down. Goal to go.
Second and goal from the 1 for the Panthers. Webster maybe could get his second touchdown of the game. 6th of the season. 3 running backs in the backfield. 2 tight ends. Tight splits for the Panther offensive line. Webster goes to the other side and walks it into the end zone for a touchdown. Nice hole opened up on the right side of that offensive line. And Kalen Webster gets in with 4:04 to go in the first half. His second rushing touchdown of the night. A good first half being put together by Kalen Webster. 4:04 to go. It's 13-0 Panthers. Zach Rogers in to try the point after. And a high snap. Kelby handles it, and Zach gets away. A boot here, and the point after is good. 4:04 to go in the first half. Panthers lead it 14-0. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on Blanco Radio comes from Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2016 season. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg back with you here on BlancoRadio.com. Panthers lead it 14-0. Sixth rushing touchdown on the year for Kalen Webster. And the Panthers now have a two-score lead, 14-0. Zach Rogers will kick it off from left to right from the home side here. Randolph Stadium for the first time tonight. And he charges into this one with the right foot. Low end over end kick fielded by Kayeka here. And he charges toward the near sideline. Gets all the way up to the 35-yard line. Excuse me, wasn't Kayeka there. It was number 85, Jackson Noble. Brought down on the play by number 21, Cade Phelps. Cade having a good first half for the Panthers.
Up to the 32-yard line for the Rohawks. First and 10.
Here comes the Rohawk offense, just under 4 minutes to operate before the end of the first half at their own 32-yard line. Panther defensive front, Sebastian Thomas, Cameron Martinez, Canyon Braun, and Tristan Lopez have had a good first half. Linebacking core, Will Horrigan and Jed Hood on the outside, Wes Eskew in the middle. Shotgun set for the Rohawks here, new running back in the backfield. It's Kyle Kayeka, I believe. Bacon takes the snap. Fakes a handoff here to the sweeping running back, and Bacon keeps it up the middle, up to the 39-yard line. Pickup of 7 on the play. It'll be second down and 3.
Tackle by 55, Tristan Lopez.
Second and 3, and it's actually number 17 in the backfield with him. Alex Krause is the running back. 3:30 to go in the ballgame. Dripping Springs leads Kerrville Tyvee 13-0 in the first district game of the season for the Tigers. A running back on either side of the shotgun set of Bacon here. He'll give to Krause, sweeping to the far side. Got some blockers. What a hit in the secondary. Nice job by Kalen Webster. Came in to bring him down at the 41. That's going to set up third down and 2. Taylor Thomas will check back in the game. But Kalen, two straight possessions now. He's came in hard from his safety spot. And made some good open field tackles, some first down saving tackles for the Panther secondary. Randolph with it, a third and 2 now. Upcoming for the Rohawks in this shotgun set once again. Five down linemen for the Panthers. Thomas will get a sweeping handoff. No, Bacon pulled it from him and has some space. Bacon into the second level. Jacob Mangold drags him down in Panther territory at the 29-yard line. Nice carry for the Rohawk quarterback there as the zone read really fooled the Panthers. Justin Bacon had it in the belly of the running back, Taylor Thomas, yanked it out and then got around the far side edge all the way into Panther territory to the 28-yard line. That's a big play for the Rohawks, and they have it Panther territory, far side of the field, 28. 2 minutes and counting to go in the first half. Panther defensive ends are going to have to be disciplined now that Bacon has shown he's willing to pull it there and do some zone read plays. Here's Taylor Thomas sweeping around the far side, wrapped up and brought down at the line of scrimmage. Nice job by Aaron Daniels and Stephen Flores on that play. Bring down Thomas right at the line of scrimmage. It's second down and 10 now. Sebastian Thomas will check back into his end spot. Playing that far side defensive end. Ball on the far side hash. Randolph's come out with a lot more shotgun than we expected in this ball game, but they found success moving the ball on it. Two receivers to the near side, tight end and a slot back on the far side. One running back beside Bacon here. Bacon will fake to Kraus, roll out looking to throw. He's rolling to the near side, sets his feet, fires one. Complete and stepped out of bounds inside the five at the three-yard line. That pass got just over the outstretched arms of Jacob Mangold there. And a big play, number 27, Christian Ayala hauls it in. And the Rohawks have first and goal with a minute 9 remaining in the first half. Mangold was looking to make a play on that. He planted his feet there, tried to high point it and tip it away, but it got just over his outstretched arms and fell into Ayala's hands. Nice throw on the play by Bacon. Under center he comes. Rohawks with it. Turn. Give to Kraus. He's wrapped up by Toby Treesh. I don't think he made it all the way to the goal line, but he got it down to the 1 yard line. So second and goal upcoming from the one for the Rohawks. Inside a minute to go. Big number 45, Marquette Kennedy, stays on the sideline. That's an advantage for the Panthers there. 45 seconds and counting to go in the first half. Second and goal from the one. Rohawks have it. 14-0 Panthers lead. And here's a sneak by Bacon, and he turns, gets into the end zone for the score for the Rohawks. 33 seconds to go in the first half. And this time the Panthers didn't bring the nose guard down to cover him up there. Bacon recognized it and took the quarterback sneak 1 yard for the score. 33 seconds to go in the first half. 14-6 the score now. And Randolph in now, number 12. Cole Carey on to try the point after. Surprised to see the Panthers didn't drop a nose tackle in there. But Randolph benefits with the score. Carey's kick here. Right down the middle and good. 33 seconds to go in the first half. Panthers still lead it 14-7 over the Rohawks. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
Sam Eisenberg back with you here. 14-7. Panthers lead's been cut into after the 1 yard quarterback sneak touchdown run by the Rohawks. 14-7 ball game. 33 seconds to go in the first half. Panthers with all three timeouts. We'll see if they play it aggressive here. May depend on this kickoff return. Cole Carey will have it teed up, kicking from right to left from the Randolph home side here. Back deep to receive is Kalen Webster on the far side, Tristan Fortner the near side. Tristan's got his heels at the 16, Kalen the 17-yard line. If they can get a good return here, the Panthers might be aggressive with all three timeouts remaining. Try to see if they can punch it in one time before the half as Carey approaches. It's a low rolling kick fielded by the Panthers. Up back, that's a, I believe that was number 33 for the Panthers, Justin Wardlow, and he charges ahead near the 40-yard line. It's a decent field position with 25 seconds to go in the first half. They'd have to go 60 yards to score. We'll see what the Panthers do here. Kalen Webster's gotten free on a couple runs, a run of 35 yards and a run of 17 in this first half. If he can rip off another long one here, it might give the Panthers a chance to let Kelby Cox chunk it down toward the end zone. Cox under center here. Wing T look for the Panthers. Ball on the Panther 40. And Cox gives it to a sweeping Tristan Fortner. Fortner wrapped up and slung down right at the line of scrimmage, so that may dictate what the Panthers do as the clock continues to run. That might be it for the first half of play, and it is. Coach Rogers, no, they took a timeout. Panthers nab a timeout with 7 seconds to go in the first half, maybe trying to set up one play to take a shot. 7 seconds to go. Fortner got the handoff there on a misdirection play, but couldn't get the edge. He was looking for it. Nice job keeping contained by number 35, Justin Jones of the Rohawks on that play. Want to remind you, you're listening to Blanco Panther Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM and K295CK Luckenbach, Johnson City. Or Luckenbach Fredericksburg, excuse me, broadcasting at 106.9 FM and streaming online at BlancoRadio.com. We're also on the Sun Radio app, all part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. 14-7 the score here. 14 seconds to go in the first half. I want to thank all of our sponsors. Keep up with us on Facebook, BlancoRadio.com, Facebook.com/BlancoRadio.
Second down 10 from the
40-yard
line.
Second down and 10. Kelby Cox has the Panthers lined up with the ball on the far side hash. Fortner comes in motion. Long count here. Kelby going to drop back, looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Fires it. Complete. Got Justin Wardlow. He's brought down. 7 seconds of counting. Panthers call a timeout. And have it inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. Big play through the passing game. No, but there's a hold against the Panthers once again. Every time Panthers are getting a big play in this first half, it's being brought back due to a hold. They've got to shore that up in the second half. Penalties keeping the Rohawks in this one, but great pocket awareness by Kelby Cox there. Stepped up in the clean pocket, shot it down the field to Justin Wardlow, who nabbed it, and then was brought down inside the Rohawk 30 at the 27-yard line. It was a big play in the passing game for the Panthers, but now all the way back on their own 30 with just 7 seconds, we may see the Panthers take a knee here just to end this first half. Tough break for the Panthers. Cox in a shotgun set, a running back on either side, a receiver split out to either side with a tight end on the near side as well. 7 seconds to go in the first half. Cox gets the snap, looking to throw, and he'll chunk it here to Van Dyke. It's a hook and ladder play here. Kalen Webster catches it and is wrapped up and brought down at the 39. So 9 yards through the air picked up, but that's all the Panthers will have to show for it. The end of the first half upon us. Panthers lead it going into the locker room for the second straight week. Blanco 14, Randolph 7. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair since 2004, with all insurance claims welcomed. Located on Highway 290 west of the light at Sunset Canyon. Information available online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 894-3888. And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
In the first half. So the Blanco Panther marching band getting ready to play for you here on the halftime show brought to you by Blanco National Bank. Want to thank our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Old 300 Barbecue, Peterson Tire, K&C Supply, Blanco Regional Clinic, Dripping Springs, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and A&M Collision Center in Dripping Springs. As well, Dripping Springs having a good night tonight. The Tigers up 19-0 on Kerrville Tyvee in Kerrville in their first district game. Gonzalez having a tough go at Cuero, down 23-0 at the half. And Wimberley up 17-14 on Canyon Lake. Shows you just how good of a ball club Canyon Lake was. The fact that they are just 3 points down to Wimberley at the half. Canyon Lake, team that the Panthers opened the year with, but Wimberley winning that ball game 17-14 right now. The band making their way onto the field now. We'll have that audio for you just as soon as we can. Kalen Webster, a nice first half of play for Kalen. He carried the ball 10 times in the first half. We'll have some first half stats for you after the band, but a big first half for Kalen. He's got to have some confidence, up over 60 yards, I believe, in that first one. I'll have to tally it up then. Sebastian Thomas and Melvin Viscaino lead the Panther band on to the field. Always exciting to see their halftime performance. So a good first half by the Panthers. Penalties, though, the story of this one. Six first half penalties against the Panthers. We'll get to that a little more after the Blanco Panther marching band, which is coming right up. Another score for you. East Bernard all over Van Vleck. Van Vleck, a good football team, 28-0. And Schulenburg losing to Weimer, 14-7. Bowling against private school down there, 36-7, up at halftime in that ball game. Around the district, Lexington up on Gerald, 28-7. Comfort up on Ingram, 14-13. Rogers up on Hearn, 21-14. Florence down to Salado, 13-0. And Johnson City tied with St. Mary's at 14 late in the second quarter. Time for the Blanco Panther marching band here on BlancoRadio.com.
Thank you.
That was the Blanco Panther Marching Band with their halftime performance. Put on a show here, as always. Had the Randolph fans on their feet for sure. Great performance by the band. We're going to take a break here on the Halftime Show brought to you by Blanco National Bank. When we come back, we'll give you some first half analysis. Second half keys to this ball game. Panthers lead at 14-7 over the Randolph Roehawks. This is Blanco Panther football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley, Kyle, and San Antonio. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by Asphalt Specialist, specializing in blacktop work, concrete construction, and asphalt paving. More information at 512-748-1395. Owner Alan Gray is proud to support Blanco ISD Athletics and wishes the best to the Panthers this season.
And by Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems and an authorized trained dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2016 season. Go Panthers!
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Wayman and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 830-833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
Where you've heard about that I'm not a little lover boy. I'm a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my Lenny, too long and lame. You mess with her, you see a man get mad. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. With her until the end of time. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby, my heart and soul. Love like eyes I won't never grow. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride.
Sam Eisenberg back with you on BlancoRadio.com. 5 minutes to go to the start of the second half. The Randolph Rohawk Marching Band on the field now. I want to thank all of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Blanco National Bank, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Cox Paving, Dirt Works, Axe Construction Service, Lone Star Capital Bank of Blanco, Spring Branch Water Well Service, Asphalt Specialist, Blanco Heating and Cooling, Remax Genesis agents Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, Old 300 Barbecue, and Peterson Tire. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making this broadcast possible, giving us a chance to put the Panthers on the radio. Facebook page, you can keep in touch with us throughout the game. It's facebook.com/BlancoRadio. Kalen Webster led the way for the Panthers in the first half. 10 carries for 80 yards for the senior fullback. He scored twice for the Panthers as they have a 14-7 lead over the Randolph Rohawks at halftime. Penalties, the story of the first half for the Panthers. Every time it looked like they were starting to get the groove together, a penalty would set them back, get them behind the chains, and they just couldn't find a way to put first downs together to get in the end zone a few more times. Two turnovers as well in the first half by the Panthers really hurt him. The game opened up on a big note. The opening kickoff was fumbled by the Rohawks. The Panthers recovered way down in Randolph territory at the 18-yard line. Three plays later, punched it in to take a 7-0 lead early. Panthers led 14-0 before Randolph scored a momentum-shifting touchdown with 33 seconds to go in the first half, made it 14-7. That's where we sit now, 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. Some scores from around the district for you. At halftime, Lexington 28, Gerald 7. Ingram holding in there with comfort right now. That's a 14-13 game as those two teams know. At halftime now, phone updated, Ingram leads Comfort 21-14. Ingram a lot better than they were a few years ago when the Panthers used to play them, but giving Comfort a run for their money. Rogers up 28-14 on Hearn. Rogers going for their first win of the year. Salado leads Florence 13-0 at half, and Johnson City down at home at half to St. Mary's 21-14. Panthers trying to get their first win of the season tonight, and it's going to take a cleaner second half of football. The penalties have to be eliminated for the Panthers, and they can't lose the turnover battle. Down on that part of the game, 2 turnovers to 1. Keep feeding Kalen Webster. The youngster averaged 8 yards a carry in that first half. Stephen Flores and Cade Phelps both ran the football well, and Kelby Cox had his best half of football running the ball. He carried it a few times for the Panthers and burst through some holes and got into the second level. Picked up over 20 yards on the ground. Passing game needs to come alive. Van Dyke hasn't been targeted, neither has Aaron Daniels in this first half. Tristan Fortner was unable to grab one, and Justin Wardlow had a long completion that was called back due to a hold. The Panthers can't hold in this second half, or they could be in trouble. Wimberly up 24-14 now on Canyon Lake. Dripping Springs up 19-0 on Kernville Tyvee. And Gonzalez down 23-0 to the Cuero Gobblers. Cuero can always play football at a really high level. Panthers over there on the far side of the field in the tunnel getting ready to take the field for the second half. Wearing their all-white road uniform tonight. White jerseys with the blue block numerals. White pants. Solid white pants, white socks. Some of the players with the yellow spat. The blue helmet with the yellow Panther decal on either side and the yellow stripe down the middle for the Panthers. The band lined up on either side of the tunnel, ready to bring them back onto the field. A beautiful night out there. Good crowd on hand for both sides. And here come the Panthers, ready to go for the second half. The Rohawks make their way to their tunnel now. Going to be an exciting second half. Both these teams want to run the ball. Whoever Randolph shifted out of their usual slot T look to more of a shotgun-based running system in the second half. And Randolph's had a few opportunities in the passing game. Their receivers have gotten behind the Panthers' secondary a couple times, but no touchdown passes to show for it. But they had a long pass completion late in the first half from their quarterback, Justin Bacon. Bacon's shown a nice ability to run the ball as well out of the shotgun. The zone read between he and Taylor Thomas is going to be a big play for the Rohawks to look out for in the second half. It'll be the Panthers' ball to receive here in the second half. Cole Carey going to kick off for the Rohawks. They'll be kicking off right to left. Panthers will go left to right from north to the south end zone here in the second half. And it was a low line drive kick the first time Carey kicked it that Justin Wardlow fielded on about the 24-yard line and charged ahead to the 40. So the Panthers got some good field position off of the first kick by the Rohawks in the ball game. We'll see what they can come up with here. Neither team with a lot of success through the air in the first half. But the Rohawks did have some success running the ball in the first half. It looks like we're ready to go here in the second. Cole Carey getting the tee from the near sideline over here. We're ready to go. Tristan Fortner back deep to receive for the Panthers, along with Kalen Webster. Webster on the far side of the field for the Panthers. Fortner on the near side. Heels at the 16 for both of them.